even in that, so long as you're aware of that issue, you can reason about it, even if the physical structure of your brain is injured or damaged in some way, or different, just not neurotypical.
All right, well, that's a big question. The credit, first of all, for what we can control and what we can't control in the world, that goes back to Epictetus. He gets credit for that. His student Arrian, lucky for the rest of us in history, his student wrote down all of his great teachings. And in the Enchiridion, Epictetus begins by saying, that everything in the world is divided between what we can and can't control. And you're right. The way it was written back then and the way they thought about it back then was basically my thoughts are the only things that I can control. Things that I desire in the world or things that I am averse to, things that I would tend to avoid. Those thoughts are really the only thing I can control. Everything else, the weather, the thoughts of other people, my reputation, my properties, all those other things, I may think that I can control them, especially my property. I own my house, it's under my control, but actually it's not. You know, a windstorm can blow it down, a fire can burn it down. You could have something from the emperor and he takes it away. You know, anything can happen back then as well as now with all these things, property, weather, prestige. And that is the way they divided it back then. Now in modern times, some of the Stoic scholars and authors have been saying that it's not just one or the other, which is sometimes called the dichotomy of control. Some of them have renamed it the trichotomy of control. In other words, things you can and can't control, and then things in the middle that are partially under your control. And they would argue that your health, for example, is partially under your control. You can have a good diet, you can get enough sleep, and you can be generally healthy, but then you can still get the COVID-19 virus, you know, and you can still get sick, so you can't control it completely. Now, there are some scholars, I think, who have made a good point. I think Massimo Piliucci, in a recent keynote speech, he did describe that he dislikes the trichotomy term, and he would rather just think of it as what you can and can't control. But that's just a preference on his part. I think other scholars have embrace the idea that if we can just help people understand this better, whatever the terms are, we should help people do that. And to answer your question about mental illness or mental disability, I think there's very little of the ancient Stoics who address that, but modern Stoics have acknowledged there are some people who may not be able to be helped by Stoicism. You know, they freely admit that Stoicism only works for some people, not just those who where the Stoic concepts click for them. But yes, you do have to have a certain mental ability to study this philosophy. If someone were not able to do that, they might need to adopt a different philosophy.